After the Civil War, Harriet Tubman transitioned into a career as a civil rights leader, advocating for the rights of African Americans. She was also a strong supporter of the women's rights movement. Harriet had already defied gender roles as the only female conductor on the Underground Railroad and as the first woman to lead a raid for the Union Army. She recognized that women were going to have to fight for their liberation, just as she had fought for hers as a formerly enslaved woman. She began touring and giving speeches in New York, Boston, and Washington about her life in slavery. She excited audiences with stories about her daring and dangerous rescue missions as the Moses of her people. And though she fought for the rights of all women, Harriet was most interested in advancing the rights of Black women. She was deeply honored in her mid-70s to be invited as a guest speaker for the first meeting of the National Association of Colored Women, which supported voting rights for Black women.